What are your thoughts on the game?
Well, I thought we did a lot of good things. I was pleased with our defense for the most part. We kind of, you know, let up at the end and, you know, let them score some easy buckets down the stretch. But their strength was their inside game. Their two post players came in averaging 35 between them. And, you know, we really, at halftime, I think they might have each had two. And that was a big key in us getting off to a nice lead at the half. We really did a nice defensive job inside, which was good because we haven't seen a team with that type of post game for a while. And, you know, I was glad to see that. You know, second half we saw a little press and at times struggled with it. We got a little bit better as we went. I thought our fast break was very good to us. And, you know, this is the type of game in a tournament when you're playing back-to-back. We got to play all 11 players that were suited out. And, you know, hopefully we'll come in here tomorrow night very well rested. It'll be a totally different team tomorrow night. Idaho State came in here 0-6 and beat a very good Kent State team. Hit 13 out of 27 threes. They had six different players hit threes. So they're going to spread the floor. They're not near as inside-oriented as Alcorn was, although their leading scorer is their post player. I thought Val had a great second half. Got on her at halftime because she wasn't finishing. She was making good moves, but pointed out that she had been 9 for 11 against Texas A&M, the 10th-ranked team in the country, and in the last two games she was 2 for 13. And she really stepped it up and finished and really, really did some nice things in the second half. And we need her. We need her to play, and she's been a nice spark off the bench for us. Sherelle, you know, settled down a little bit and got some good minutes. And, you know, we're still searching for somebody that we can, you know, trust out there when we rest Katie. So, you know, that was by far her best game. Carol Lawrence, first time she's played in a Division I game. So all in all, you know, we got to play everybody, and that's what you hope in your tournament, that you kind of get a game that you can relax a little bit and space the minutes out and get ready to come back and play on a back-to-back night.
One last thing, this is kind of nitpicky, but is your team going to be a team this year that commits a lot of turnovers?
Well, we have been so far, Chris. I mean, I don't like that. And our turnovers are some of them are just very sloppy, very careless. It's things that we've pointed out time after time. You know, at times we're a very good passing team, at other times we can really lock in and get tunnel vision. And, you know, court vision is something that you either are blessed with or you don't have it. And we've got several players that don't have great court vision, and that limits them in the passes that they can make. Our up-tempo style, we know we're going to have a few turnovers because of the way we're trying to play fast. But all year long, and you've seen a lot of our games, we've had numerous unforced-type turnovers. And, you know, one time Emery got the ball on a block, and she's, you know, off balance, weight on her heels. We told her about it. Next time she got the ball, she made a great post move. So, you know, those are positives. But, you know, we had 12 at the half. I don't know what we ended up with, but we probably, you know, we're averaging 22. And part of that is, you know, we're playing fast. But that's a work in progress, and we've just got to get better at it. And we're aware of it, and it's something that we're, you know, trying to clean up.
Thanks a lot.
All right, wait.